Battleship by Carla Bley, ending Jazz Record Requests, which was presented by Alan Shipton.
The idea of a Verdi opera being performed for the first time at the Royal Opera House makes one suspect the faint aroma of rotten fish. Not a bit of it, believe me. Covent Garden's first ever production of the first opera Verdi wrote for the Paris Opera, The Sicilian Vespers, is little short of a miracle. We're broadcasting it as part of Radio 3's Verdi 200 series of all his operas. The rave reviews for this production by director Stefan Herheim have also lauded the outstanding quartet of singers in the lead roles. Liana Harutunian, Brian Heimel, Erwin Schrott and Michael Foller, described as tirelessly superb. Join me for a superb evening, Vespers Sicilian style, from the Royal Opera House on Radio 3 on Monday at 6:15.
And now, Jazz Lineup, presented this week by Claire Martin.
Hello. On today's edition of the programme, the musical compass points firmly towards Sweden, with a very special concert set by the European Jazz Orchestra, recorded at this year's Stockholm Jazz Festival. I hope you enjoyed Alan Shipton's Jazz Record Requests and that you can stay with me for the next 90 minutes as we continue Radio 3's Jazz Zone into Saturday evening. So let's keep the classic jazz sounds going and kick off with Miles Davis and the suitably apt Dear Old Stockholm.
Thank you.
Miles Davis and Dear Old Stockholm, the setting for tonight's concert set by the European Jazz Orchestra, recorded at Swedish Radio, Studio 4, as part of this year's Stockholm Jazz Festival. Each year, the orchestra appoints a new conductor. This year, the chosen conductor was Sweden's Ann-Sofie Söderqvist, the first female composer-conductor to front the orchestra in its history. The orchestra also goes on tour with a brand new lineup of young musicians between the ages of 18 to 30 who've been hand-picked by the European Broadcasting Union Jazz Producers Group, representing 17 different nations across Europe. Last month, the orchestra played a short tour of Europe, including performances in Denmark, Belgium, Luxembourg, Portugal, Switzerland and Poland, and culminated with shows in this year's host country of Sweden. Representing the UK in the orchestra was alto saxophonist Mike Fletcher, and I'm delighted that Mike will be joining me shortly before we hear tonight's concert set, and he'll be giving us an insight into the workings of the orchestra. But to set the scene though, before we hear from Mike, let's hear a track with the spotlight shining brightly on his playing from his own recording, and it's his own composition, Impressionism.
Thank you.
Impressionism, Mike Fletcher's composition from his album More or Less Ensemble, with Sam Worcester on trumpet, Richard Foote on trombone, Andy Isherwood on tenor sax, Sam Watts on piano, Nick Jerd on bass, Mike Fletcher on alto sax, and Ewan Palmer on the drums. Well, I'm pleased to welcome to Jazz Lineup Studios Mike Fletcher. Mike, welcome.
Hello, you're welcome, thank you.
Well, for many of our listeners, you'll be a new name on the scene. Can you give us a brief potted history of your journey into jazz?
My father is a saxophone player, so I think possibly it's genetic.
A jazz saxophonist?
A jazz saxophonist, yes. So when I started out, I grew up in Birmingham, and I started out listening to Lester Young and Louis Armstrong. All that sort of thing was going on around the house. And I think during the period where when you're a kid and you want to do exactly what your dad does, I kind of started playing the saxophone. And after I grew out of that, the jazz kind of stuck. So I went to the Birmingham Conservatoire to study with Julian Siegel and Mike Williams, some
great,
fantastic saxophone players.
Yeah.
Since then, I've been in Birmingham and a little bit in Europe as well. I lived in Berlin for a while and in Spain.
Did you? All funded by your gigs, jazz gigs?
More or less, yeah.
Well done.
You know, bits and pieces there as well. Yeah, I know. And so far, it seems to be paying off.
Got the Midas touch.
Absolutely.
So now you're based in London?
I'm between Birmingham and London, yes. I'm trying to kind of keep a foot in both camps.
Well, I mean, how did you get invited to join the European Jazz Orchestra this year? I mean, it's a big deal to represent the UK. You must have been absolutely thrilled.
Yeah, to be honest, it was. I had no idea that I'd been nominated. I had a phone call from Peggy Sutton, in fact, from the BBC, asking me if I was available.
So you had a secret nominator?
Yes, I still haven't quite tracked them down yet.
Okay.
So
it's your dad, isn't it?
Probably, yeah. So yeah, she asked me if I wanted to do it, and it sounded like a really interesting project. So of course I said yes.
Brilliant. Well, Mike, there was another fellow Brit who ended up joining the tour sort of right at the last minute. Tell us a bit of the background to that story.
Yeah, that was a perfect example of things not quite going according to plan. The original trombone player was a guy called Christopher Compen from Norway, but he ended up getting a lip infection, I think, on the day of the tour was supposed to start. So when I arrived at the airport, Martin, the tour manager, was frantically running around trying to find somebody else.
Trying to find a trombone player.
Basically, yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah, I know, don't you? So he was, yeah, Richard Leonard was, he's based in Glasgow, studying there, but he's doing his Erasmus in Denmark. So miraculously, he was a few minutes away from where we were going to be staying and rehearsing.
Meant to be.
So, exactly, yeah. So he just jumped straight in, sat on first trombone and came to join us.
Okay, wow, that's good he could do it. But give us a sense of the process, sort of from rehearsals to the tour. I mean, you know, you arrive, you meet everybody. I'm sure it's a really supportive and exciting atmosphere to be amongst all those 18 to 30s.
Absolutely, yeah.
How many rehearsals did you do, and is that the first time you'd seen the music?
We had the music sent out a few weeks in advance, just everyone could have a look at a few corners and things like that. But we had 2 days of rehearsal before the tour started. So not a long time, actually. And within the first sort of couple of hours of playing, it really felt like a band.
Okay.
I don't know how they managed to select these fantastic musicians from all over the continent. But straight away, it felt really natural. And Anne-Sophie is very, very relaxed.
Yeah, let's talk about her. She was the conductor-composer. I mean, and the first female. I mean,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
she has. Good. It's very interesting. I sort of work with a few different big band leaders, and her methods are very relaxed. She lets people just basically get on with it and find their own way into her music, which is quite open anyway. So it's very nice for all of us as jazz musicians to be able to assert a little bit of our own personality on her music. And as a result of that, we bonded really, really quickly.
Brilliant.
So it's a fantastic.
Well, Mike, we're going to start off tonight's concert highlights with a track which features you, actually, on Shorter's Quarters. And let's talk about sort of Wayne Shorter's influence on you and also what to listen out for on this track.
Well, the Wayne Shorter connection is an interesting one because I remember for my 18th birthday, my sister, the one and only time she's ever bought me a jazz album, she bought me Speak No Evil, the fantastic Wayne Shorter album on Blue Note. And that really pushed me in a new direction musically. Up until then, I've been listening to a lot of Charlie Parker and bebop, and Wayne's got such a fantastic openness about the way he improvises that really sort of opened things up for me. So yeah, this track is reflective of Anne-Sophie's influence by Wayne Shorter. It's kind of early-ish, based on his sort of Art Blakey period, so it's a bit of a burner, really, dead fast.
What's her first instrument?
She's a trumpet player.
Well, thanks a lot, Mike. Let's have a listen now to the concert recorded on October the 18th at Swedish Radio Studio 4 as part of this year's Stockholm Jazz Festival. And this is the European Jazz Orchestra and Shorter's Quartets.
We'll be right back. José Maria Gonçalves Pereira from Portugal on the tenor. Mike Fletcher from the UK on the alto sax. And the classic big band arrangements. The whole orchestra, European Jazz Orchestra. What a band.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. The great soloist you heard was on the trumpet from Austria, Bastian Stein. On the tenor from France, Jean Doustessier. On the piano from Estonia, Joel Remmel. And on the vibraphone from Switzerland, Jean-Louis Trebou. We're going to continue with another original called Flying. And then you're going to hear on the baritone from Finland, Linda Fredriksson. And on trombone from Italy, Francesco Di Giulio. Flying. Linda Fredriksson on the baritone sax. Francesco Di Giulio on the trombone. Those pieces were written for this orchestra. And we're going to continue with a couple of pieces that come from kind of earlier productions of mine, but a little adapted to this orchestra. As you can see, we have no singer on the stage, but we have a fantastic singer with us. And she is from Sweden, and her name is Kristin Amparo. Mm. And she's going to do a ballad that I wrote some years ago, actually, in memory of my mother. And it's called A Bientôt. Thank you. Christine Amparo on the vocals. And on the guitar, Daniel Dudok from the Netherlands. We're gonna continue with a song called Remembering Frida. Frida is Frida Kahlo, the Mexican artist, painter. If you know Frida, you know her paintings. It's many self-portraits and with a lot of symbols in those pictures. Kind of mystic feel to the pictures, and a little dreamy. And I tried to capture that feeling in this big band arrangement I did of this theme. So we have a lineup here, the trombone and trumpet, and the vocals going to present the melody. Then you're going to hear some solos. Remembering Frida. Thank you.
Remembering Frida by the European Jazz Orchestra, conducted by Anne-Sophie Söderqvist. This is Jazz Lineup with me, Claire Martin, on BBC Radio 3, and you're listening to a special concert by the European Jazz Orchestra. Well, the music continues now, and tonight's conductor, Anne-Sophie Söderqvist, introduces the next piece.
We're going to continue this concert now with a suite in 8 parts that I wrote especially for this orchestra. And when I got the job, so to speak, when I knew that I was going to work with this orchestra, I was thinking about how beautiful this project is. So many nationalities get together, different languages, and they play together. I think it's such a wonderful way to meet through whatever barriers there could be with culture and the language and so on. And I was thinking about all these nationalities like flowers in a garden. And the garden is so beautiful with different colors, different shapes, and so on. And I was thinking of Europe, and I was also thinking about the European Union, which originally was a peace project. And when you see Europe, the history of Europe, it has been peaceful at times and not so peaceful at times. And that kind of interested me to think about that dynamic between the strive for peace and this other way of solving problems sometimes in a more destructive way. So I wrote a piece that has it's a reflection of this dynamic between those two forces that I think we all humans have inside us. So, and it's called In Your Garden. Thank you. Thank you. a story in constant da capo. Captured in the voltage of bloodline. A story in constant da capo. In constant da capo. In your garden I see the midday sun on the rise. Hot air trembling in its journey for peace. Blood ties broken resealed over and over. History lies down to rest.
just once again. Now in memory is shot. Thank you. In your garden, I see night reconcile meeting day. Reflection, quiet sorrow fills the soul. Listening to a tale of spilled blood in the dark of night.
Christine and Carlo on the vocals. Jean-Louis Trebout, the vibraphone. Joel Remmel, the piano. Daniel Dudak on the guitar. Mattias Fleming Petri on the bass. Dre Hocheva on the drums. Roberto Lorenzo Elekis on the trombone. Okay, it's been such a pleasure for me to work with this great orchestra. It's unbelievable that it was just 2 weeks ago we met for the first time. It's been an adventure and a really pleasant one. We're going to finish this concert with a short piece called Home. You're going to hear Christine on the vocals and Thomas Geist on the flügelhorn.
This road's closer now. This time, this way, this road's leading home. This heart, this soul, this voice stronger now. This heart's found a path that's leading you.
ending tonight's special edition of Jazz Lineup. Home, played by the European Jazz Orchestra and conducted by Anne-Sophie Söderqvist. And tonight's concert recorded at this year's Stockholm Jazz Festival, brought to you courtesy of the European Broadcasting Union. For more information on the titles you heard on tonight's show and the list of all the musicians featured, check out the playlist on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. There's no Jazz Lineup next week as Radio 3 celebrates Britain Weekend, but I'll be back in 2 weeks' time with concert performances from this year's London Jazz Festival from the Stan Saltzman Quartet and rising pianist and vocal star Bennett MacLean. Remember, plenty more jazz with Jazz on 3 on Monday nights at 11. And this week, Jez Nelson presents highlights from Adventures in Sound, a free improvisation special recorded at the London Jazz Festival. There's more jazz later tonight at midnight with Jeffrey Smith, who features live archive performances by the legendary tenor saxophonist Sonny Rollins. But from now until next time, from me, Claire Martin, bye-bye.
And that ends this week's Jazz Lineup coverage of the European Jazz Orchestra's concert held in Stockholm last October. And the programme was produced in Glasgow by Sushil K. Dade. Well, a very good evening to you from me, Ian Skelly. Welcome along to BBC Radio 3 if you've recently tuned this way. We're live with music all the way through tonight from now until midnight. We'll be live in Huddersfield for a special edition of our Contemporary Music Show, Here and Now, which has set up camp for the weekend at the Huddersfield Contemporary Music Festival. That's at 10 o'clock tonight. And to begin, we'll be on the western side of the Pennines for a concert given by one of the two orchestras in Manchester who came together in a one-off challenge this week for children in need.
It's Radio 3's ultimate musical battle. The Boys. The Girls. A battle of the sexes to raise money for BBC Children in Need. To download the tracks and support BBC Children in Need, go to the Radio 3 website, bbc.co.uk/radio3.
Yes, and you can also see a behind-the-scenes film of the making of those two tracks on the Radio 3 website. 7:30 now, let's to Manchester and join on stage Martin Handley.
Hello and welcome to the Bridgewater Hall, Lower Moseley Street, for a concert live on Radio 3, which leads to the Mancunian Way. This season, the orchestra on the platform with me, the BBC Philharmonic, is revelling in the Manchester connections of performing musicians and composers. The one work in the second half this evening is, for me anyway, one of the 20th century's great symphonies, the first by William Walton, born 8 miles away in Oldham. I'll get to the Manchester connection of the first half of the programme in a minute. That ends with a wonderful piece of musical storytelling, an admonition not to try to run before you can walk, or you may get wet, in Paul Dukas's Scherzo for Orchestra, The Sorcerer's Apprentice. Before that, we meet the young Japanese violinist Sayaka Shoji, who makes her debut with the film this evening in two French works. Chausson's sensuous poem, inspired by a Turgenev story about two friends, a painter and a musician, a violinist, who love the same woman, and Berlioz's Rêverie and Caprice, in which the violin becomes an operatic voice. But we begin, as I say, with another Mancunian connection, music by the composer-arranger Barry Gray, who was born up the road in Blackburn and studied at the Manchester Royal College of Music. In the mid-50s, he teamed up with the producer-director Gerry Anderson for a children's show featuring marionette puppets called The Adventures of Twizzle. And eventually that led to the television tale of international rescue, Thunderbirds. Now, that might not seem anything an esteemed Japanese maestro would find particularly enthralling, but you'd be wrong. So now please welcome to the stage tonight's conductor, Yutaka Sado. Now, just before Yutaka conducts, I want to ask you, how did you get to know about Thunderbirds?
Because Thunderbirds was broadcasted in Japan, too, so 50 years ago. So when I was a child.
And you got all the models, didn't you?
Oh, yes, I'm a really big collector. So many figures, so my wife, you know, hate that, but...
It's the dusting, I think, yes. And you can sing part of it, can't you? Didn't you? Did you learn as a child to sing the big theme or something?
Yeah, of course. I became immediately big fan of Thunderbirds. Design or stories, you know, it's a really, really fantastic story. And the first story, especially from the airplane was hijacked from London to Japan, yeah. Tokyo. So, you know, this is a...
There's the connection.
Yeah, connection. So when the BBC Philharmonic came to Japan tour with me, so I felt, you know, they are like Thunderbirds.
We'll hear the Thunderbirds, alias the BBC Philharmonic, and Yutaka Sado playing this score by Barry Gray, which is arranged by Sydney Black, the Thunderbird Suite. Thank you.
Thunderbirds, angle.